Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Come on, Mark, like a job for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminy.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
There's nothing in the world that can compare with a hamburger, juicy and rare. Such heavenly food deserves the best. A home and contentment beneath my vest. I adore you, hamburger.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani. That's, of course, is Wimpy. All those years ago, do you remember Wimpy, young David Cohen?
Yeah.
The connoisseur himself.
Give me a hamburger today and I'll give you 5 cents on Friday.
How about that next one?
I'll have a hamburger for which I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
So you remembered that. Listen, we're building on last week's show where we explored the comeback of the hamburger. This week it's on. We will be tasting and hosting the contest of contests, the Hamburger Bowl. We're going to taste hamburgers old and new, because of course where everything old is new again. And at the end of the show, we're going to declare the modern king of the hamburger. Are you ready?
I'm more than ready.
All right. We have 11 different hamburgers here that we're going to taste all show long. This is going to be exciting. So, because within even just my hometown of 5 miles, I didn't even get all of them. These 11 burger places, there's actually 3 other burger places I didn't hit. So within like 5 miles on Long Island, I don't know where you live and, you know, what you've got, but there are these, as we talked about last week, these burger places popping up everywhere. So now we need to, on Everything Old is New Again, get a feel for what's the best burger out there. Is it old or new?
And we have a panel of experts to do just that.
We do. We have, of course, our UFO extraordinaire from Melville, Long Island, Dr. John Viviani. He's coming up down the line. We're going to have him back for a UFO show and the updates on that. But he's also a burger extraordinaire. He's a gentleman that knows the burger infinitely better than probably half the people listening. I'm just not to offend anybody, but I think he's a good burgerman. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm very well-rounded in that area.
Well-rounded is very very apropos. And we also have young Mike Amodio, who hosts a sports show every Sunday morning on LI News Radio and on Long Island here, 103.9. And this gentleman knows his way around the kitchen, if you will, because if you remember way back when, we did a show with Mike and David where we did a competitive food show, if you remember
that's right.
And we had our own contest. Mike came down to the wire, if you remember,
yes.
On pizza.
Yes.
With me, and I was victorious. I love that. So beach out by like a half a slice of pizza. If you want to listen to that and hear that, it's on everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Everything old is new again.biz. Mike, welcome.
How are you? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Hopefully we're hungry because we're going to go dive into this. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to rate these burgers from 1 to 10. And we've got, again, 11 different burgers, so we're going to give it a try here and see what is the best in a consensus of 4 of us. David, what do you think of this contest?
Well,
narrow here or what?
Yeah, I said to you off the air, this is the best idea for a show in the 2-plus years we've been doing this.
Only because we can write off lunch finally.
Exactly. Free burgers.
Right. Well, why do you say it's the best show? Give me an idea of that.
Well, because we're about to eat hamburgers. How much better does it get than that?
Oh, well, I thought maybe for radio purposes you would say that, you know, this is innovative, that no one else has ever done this
before.
Yeah.
Let's get to the burgers.
All right. We need to start with something on a real old classic at this point. So
there's 4 of us, self-proclaimed hamburger experts.
Right.
We're going at it right now.
Well,
so what's
experts or not? We're just regular Joes.
No. I'm an expert.
Okay. What we're doing now is we are going
which
to
one
divide
is this?
Up and try the White Castle cheeseburger. This is an old classic, White Castle, that they actually steam their burgers as opposed to cooking them on a grill.
And it's real good after a hangover, too.
It really is. It's that some places may or may not be familiar with the White Castle, but it is cheap. It's like 69 cents a burger because they're really small and square.
You buy them by the sack, right?
Just explain that while I take a bite.
Well, I food my mouth. Buy them by the sack. It's the slogan of White Castle. It used to be, anyway. They would throw in, like, I don't know, 20 into a sack, and you just walk out with them.
You go up there and say, I'll have eight burgers or ten. It's like, and you don't even feel strange. However,
well, afterwards you do.
Very rare. I don't think most people eat these sober.
No, you're right.
Or at least hungover. You have to be.
Yeah, and you have to be to enjoy
it. If you talk to anybody that's like 60 or older that has experienced White Castle or, you know, mentioned White Castle, especially in New York, they are like head over heels. This was their, I don't know if you call it McDonald's or whatever, this was their go-to burger at the time, right? This is huge. Now, for us, it's like
there also wasn't much of a choice back then, too.
All right, so
right?
1 to 10, the cheeseburger. David, what are you giving the White Castle cheeseburger? 1 to 10.
I will give it a 3.
Why so low?
I was going to go lower, but I haven't really tried the others yet. So I figured 3 is a good starting point.
All right. Michael.
I went with a 5.
Okay.
Woo. Yeah.
You like it a little bit.
I do like it a little bit. It's the classic, like you said. Definitely had a few nights with White Castle involved.
And Mike does have a hangover, so I think that skews the score.
And I think they're called belly bombers, by the way, if anybody's familiar with that, because you eat them and they stay right there. Dr. Viviani, ufologist, burger extraordinaire.
Well, I was going to go with the 3, but I have to bump it up to a 4, only because you buy them in such volume.
So what does that mean?
No,
that affects the flavor somehow.
Yeah, it makes it unique. It's like really cool. Give me 8 burgers.
I got it.
You know,
yep. I'm gonna give it a 4, and I'll tell you why. It's steamed. It's the only steamed burger, and that's good and bad. I think
where does the good come in?
They're very thin, but you could down them like you know in between meals. You can down 1 or 2, and
well,
it'll hold you
it
over nicely.
All
right, so there's
between
a
meals,
but it's not
diet. It's a diet. Yeah.
You know, I give Angelica and Leo a little apple, and I'll run through the
White Castle burger.
But to me, it's a nice burger, but it doesn't have the ambiance of a meal. This is not going to be your meal.
Right.
So let's try.
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 4. Now we're going to try, and we're going to get to the more fancy ones down the line. Right now, we're going to try the Burger King Whopper.
And by the way, Doug is touching every burger that we're eating. So
well, we're going to wear
plastic
to gloves, God's sake. All right, so give it a shot, one in a row. Whoever finishes first can take over for me while I take a bite of the char-broiled Burger King, what would you call it? I guess a Whopper with cheese.
Okay, I'll start. I'll give this one a 5.
Okay, why?
Because it's better than White Castle. But not that much better. So if I did the White Castle to 3, I bumped the Burger King up to 5.
Michael.
He's still eating. How about...
I'll jump in.
Yeah.
I have to totally agree with David Cohen. I wrote down 5 right away. And plus, it's like a memorized taste. I know I know what this is.
Is it a good taste or bad taste? You're saying it's okay.
It's unique.
Okay. It's okay. I don't go for the Burger King because they're microwaving everything.
Right. Used to be charbroiled is a very good point, and now they're just kind of – they're charbroiling it, freezing it, and then reheating it. Mike, what are you doing?
I'm going like 6.5. No, six and a half, I should say.
Six and a half.
Yeah.
And, wow.
The only reason why I'm going with it is because the Whopper, it has the mayo on it's really good, the pickles. I actually really like it.
I also like it a little bit better than some others. It has, believe it or not, some people don't like mayo. Right. I like a mayo and tomato combo.
Yes.
It's sort of like a Thousand Island between the two of them.
Right. That's technically rating the sandwich and not the burger.
Well, it is. It's the burger.
We're doing the sandwich.
We're not taking just one burger. It's the sandwich. Mm-hmm. That's what you keep. Right.
Well, it's the experience because, John, you were saying before about White Castle, it's kind of charming that you can get so many. So you kind of factor that in.
I see the point.
All right, so let's try one more, and it's going to be here. It's called the Wendy's Burger. Mike is going out to engineer. We'll have him taste in the commercial. But in the meantime, the Wendy's Big Burger, I think they call it 30 seconds. David, what do you think?
I guess a 3 for me because, see, I'm not – it's big on the mayo here.
All right.
And I have different tastes than you do. I don't like mayo on the burger.
All right. I understand that. Doctor?
I do go with I like sometimes the combination of lettuce, tomato, mayo, but on this particular burger, there's way too much mayo on it. I can barely taste it.
What's your number?
4.
All right, and I'm giving you a 6. I like it. It's fresh, freshly made. I'm enjoying a Wendy's burger. For the old standbys, I think Wendy's is better than McDonald's and Burger King and White Castle. That's my view. But it's not that great, but it's nice and fresh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
What would you say to a hamburger?
Hamburger!
Smashburger. Within the next couple of years, one could be popping up in your neighborhood.
Smashburger's strategy is to be the number one global brand in the better burger category.
It's the best burger I've ever had.
This is Douglas Viviani and Everything Old is New Again. She's saying it's the best burger she's had.
What does she know?
Then? Yeah, we're going to taste these burgers ourselves. That's a new franchise, a Smash Burger, which, you know, they're trying to do something where they're saying these burgers are, you know, better, more quality. Certainly they're made while you wait, and I think that has to add a lot to this equation. None of the ones we've tasted so far, which is White Castle, Burger King, or Wendy's, I think make them from scratch while you're waiting.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I think we're going to now advance a little bit, and we may get something a little bit more flavorful. I think we'll try. First, let's try. We're on Everything Old's New Again here with the hamburger bowl. We're going to try a Way Back burger. Have you ever heard of this one?
I have not.
All right, so here's a Way Back burger.
Way Back.
Try that and see what you think. We're doing a contest here to see which is the best burger of all times. Hmm. Way Back. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Much better.
I go with a 6.
Actually, I could take a second bite of that one. Mm.
If it was warm, it would be better.
Mm-hmm. It's a totally different class than the first three.
I agree. A lot of pickles. I hope you're into pickles if you're going to get them. But very good. Very good.
All right, what's your number on that? Dr. Viviani.
6.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going with a 7 on this one.
All right, David.
6 for me.
All right, and I'm going to give it a 6 as well. I do like it. It's really, it's fresh. It's a new, it should be the way Burger King and Wendy's used to be, where they made them for you. And that's what I really like about this.
The only reason I gave it just a 6 was I'm leaving room for others to improve.
Yeah, 6 could be the highest score. We don't know.
We don't know. Right. All right, we're going to try the Smash Burger. We just heard the commercial for the Smash Burger. Oh, boy, it's falling apart here. Hold on. Sorry about that.
That's your piece the one that fell apart. Yep. All right,
we're going to pass that along. A Smash Burger is another one. It's they're on the way up. They're trying their best, from what I understand, to franchise everywhere. They make them for you right then and there. It's about $6 a burger. And, David, take over. What do you think?
I haven't had one yet, but... being passed around the table as we speak.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
As we continue along, we're losing ingredients on this burger.
Michael, what do you think of this one?
Very good. Very good. Really like it. Got a lot of flavors. Now, of course, you have lettuce on yours, and Dave lost his tomato, but no, this is very good. I do like it depends on which burger it is, but for some reason, I really like tomato on this one. I don't like them with all.
Interesting. Good combo.
Yeah, I agree. This is. I'm gonna give this one a 7.
I'm gonna give it a 7 too. I liked it.
And Mike, what do you give me this one?
7 as well.
All right, I'm giving it an 8. I really think it's top of the line.
You always have to be different.
I
Why
do.
Couldn't you just follow along with
no,
a 7?
It's a nice burger. It really is a nice flavor.
That's a nice burger, right?
I don't
there.
Know if you're gonna beat that one. Honestly, that is a really nice burger. All right, let's try. A Sonic burger. Then you see these crazy commercials with the Sonic burgers, right?
Funny. Those two guys are really funny in that commercial.
So let's try and see. Like, that's a drive-in place, too, by the way. You can walk in.
I've never had one. This is good, because I always pass them, and I never go in.
If you go into a...
Find out why not.
There you go. But if you go... Here's the bottom of that one, Mike. If you go into a Sonic burger, you got to do the drive-in. You sit there in the car and wait for them to bring it out to you. They have girls come out in roller skates, believe it or not. I believe. Mike.
Now, this one has the works. This has mayo, mustard, and ketchup. They asked me what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I said ask for all of it.
All right. And what do you think, David? Definitely a different flavor. Definitely different.
I like it. I'm giving it a 7, what I gave Smashburger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Very flavorful. I liked it. It was just really...
And think about it. That's not one of these places. That's a fast food. That's not one of these ones that the new found where they're making
no,
it right there. So
I
that's
know,
pretty
but
good.
To me, it tastes like it was made right on the spot.
Okay,
I'm going with a 6. It's on par with the Way Back. I think this the one prior to the Smash Burger is a tad better.
Okay, Michael.
I'm going 8.
8. Whoa.
I'm going 8. I like all the different flavors.
definitely go with the works. You could tell that you could taste the mustard, you could taste the mayo. I like it a lot. Really good.
It's funny because I think some of these places, whether it's fast food or whether they prepare it on the spot, some of these places have a signature burger, right? And maybe getting it with the works is the way to get it at
Sonic.
True. You know?
That's a good point. So. Now, I think part of this, the beauty of this is we have to investigate. They might be making it right there for you. If not the burger part of it, the rest of it, they're putting on for you as you've ordered it. Because you can taste the flavor difference of, you know, it's not mished together, so to speak, and sitting around for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. This burger was made for you. That tomato was put on for you. Does that make sense? Right. I don't know if the meat was cooked that way. The meat was probably already cooked, but the rest of it was made for you. So that's nice. Let's try the McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese. This is the old classic. I don't know. I used to love McDonald's and love this burger. To me, I'll go first. The quarter pounder with cheese and McDonald's in general has slipped tremendously. And I used to work at McDonald's. The reason why I think they've slipped, they are microwaving everything from start to finish except for the fries and the shakes. So I guess you could say also the chicken nuggets, but the chicken nuggets are... Oh, microwave too.
That's another show we're doing.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
I just don't like McDonald's anymore. It's dour. It's heavy, and it's a congeal. It's like oatmeal of a burger because it's not fresh anymore. Dr. Viviani, you worked at McDonald's too. What do you think?
Oh, going back to those years at McDonald's. That's when we used to have the 6-12 turn. We had all that going on. We knew what we were doing. Now it's all kids pushing buttons. I gotta totally agree with you. 4.
All right. I'm actually gonna give it a 3. I really don't like it. David?
I'm going to give it a 5, because to me, that's what I gave Burger King, and, you know, it's right in that sweet spot.
I think Burger King's better. I really do. I think it's a little fresher tasting, but not by much, but okay.
You know, not so fast. I like the quarter pounder. It's the old American classic.
Well, here's the thing. It's still really good.
You're
a younger generation. I don't know that have you ever gone into a McDonald's where you've seen them actually cooking them there?
I don't pay attention.
But I think in your younger days, I think they switched over maybe 20 years ago. So you may not have even tasted the burger that we're referencing.
Okay.
That was more or less like a way back burger.
But are you judging it on that, or are you judging it on just what you're eating?
I'm judging it now on what I eat, and that's why I'm giving it a 3.
It's you sure you're not biased here?
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go to six.
All right. So we'll have to tally that up in the break here, but we're going to take a break ourselves from eating for a moment, and I just want to ask the doctor, because he worked at McDonald's, any behind-the-scenes stories?
He still works at McDonald's.
Oh, yes. I remember a guy, there was some flies going around in the grill.
But just to clarify, not fries.
No, flies. Flying around, and he used to have this old greasy towel, and he used to kill the flies, snap, boom, boom.
Oh. Right over the grill.
Oh, no.
They would fall onto the grill.
It was awesome.
But that's probably the reason why they're not grilling anymore.
It's how you get that extra taste. That's the taste talking about is fly carcass.
The 6-12 turn was this. They would make them so fresh, they would have somebody calling the bin, they call it. In other words, you're a chef in the back, you're cooking in the back, and they would say, okay, 6-12. It means we need six quarter pounders with cheese and 12 hamburgers, which really, or cheeseburgers. And they would tell you what they wanted, and you would make it and fresh then, and it had to be sold within 15 minutes of it being made, otherwise it was thrown out.
And they were all timed. It was all timed. You have the time thing, and he's right. So they had a whole science down based on what the crowd was in the lobby. How many? Give me a 6-12 turn or nothing.
Really? Predicting what people would order.
Yeah. They didn't want the food getting, and they used to throw it out over, I think it was 12 minutes, gone. If you ran the bin, you would put a number on the outside, and you'd say 5. It would mean, you know, at 12:05, throwing this burger out. It's not fresh enough anymore.
It was awesome.
But they've gone away from that, and they're wondering. They're hiring new presidents and all this. What are we going to do to make McDonald's better? Cook it fresh. I got news for you. That's why all these other places are coming out, because they're cooking it fresh like McDonald's used to do.
Right.
That's the problem. McDonald's, tune in to Everything Old is New Again. We'll get you back on track.
Everything Old is New is going to be back when we continue with the Hamburger Bowl.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
You, my friend, are no salad. Sizzling seasoned steak, crispy onion, and butter with garlic and chive on a burger for just $1.99?
at Checkers. This Checkers. Is Dr. Viviani on Everything Old Is New Again with David Cohen. We are visiting with Dr. John Viviani, who is our burgerologist. He's going to be tasting burgers for us. And
congratulations, by the way. You've just been
promoted.
Named.
I got promoted or demoted.
I think it's called Bergologist, actually. And we're here also with Mike Amodio, our engineer and the sportsman over...
A doctorate in Bergology.
Exactly. Well, being a sports show host, I'll tell you, when you're a sportsman, you eat a lot of burgers. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a stereotype, isn't it? That's...
But it's correct, isn't it?
We actually take offense to that. No. We eat a lot of food, definitely burgers, hot dogs, a ton of those too.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's
wings.
All about.
Wings.
So you have a good feel for the burger. Now, we have tasted all the old school burgers from McDonald's to Wendy's to Burger King, White Castle. We've tried some of the new ones, the Wayback, the Smash Burger, Sonic and Wendy's. And I'll tell you, we're kind of getting now a little bit more towards the newer style burger. This section, we're going to try a place called Frizzles. Has anybody heard of this place?
Never heard of it.
It's just opened up by me, and I'll tell you, it's a real different flavor, but it's also a different situation where you ask for the burger, and they make it right then and there.
It's getting cold.
What's getting cold?
The burgers.
All right. Well, let's...
let's do it.
Let's dive into it. So we'll try the Frizzles burger, and we're all going to take a little flavor of it.
Not it's a like, great presentation. Yeah. It looks like someone sat on it, actually.
Right. But it's one of these, again, they're trying to be classic, or they're trying to give you a nice, fresh... flavor, almost like as if it's someone just cooked it right there, because they did cook it. And the question is, can you even cook these at home? I don't know. The flavor you get's different. Everyone's taking a bite. Dr. Viviani's put his on this pile of burgers that he just left. He took one bite and left.
Trying to save room.
Got a big tower of burgers like you imagine Wendy's. So what's your review of the Frizzles burger?
Very, very nice. It's a fresh taste, a much fresher taste than the others, I think. So are you asking me for my score?
Let me ask you why you put it on top of this pile of burgers and didn't take a second bite. That's what I'm curious about.
Saving room.
You know, after eating, I've been eating burgers now here, how many, six or seven already? They're starting to,
it's starting to come back up.
No, you got to save room. And I don't want to ruin my flavor profile.
See, that's why he's a burgologist. He's got it all down. It's like tasting fine wine, isn't it? You need to clear your palate. By the way, we're clearing our palate with water in between, just so you know. We're not cheating and not having one flavor kind of mold
like
into the other.
I feel like I'm on the Food Network, like one of those judges, on Chopped.
Yeah.
And you can really, say, you're going home.
That's our next show. So we'll do another show. Speaking of going home, Mike, what do you have?
I hate it. I didn't like it at all. I really didn't. I gave it a one.
Why is that?
Couldn't even get through it. I don't know. I don't know if it was the lettuce or
it was the lettuce.
The lettuce a little off. I don't know.
First of all, we let the burgers get cold, right? And then we microwave them. But this one was microwaved twice. You got to cut it a little slack.
I have to agree. The lettuce throws you off. I had to discard the lettuce and not count it in my equation. David.
So I discounted the lettuce because that really made it gross for me, and it might have skewed my score a little bit, honestly. So I gave it a 5.
Wow, I'm giving it a 7, lettuce bedarned, I don't care. That was a nice, fresh burger. Not as good as Smash Burger, and believe it or not as good as Sonic, but I think it was up there for me.
If you imagine that the lettuce wasn't sitting around here all day and freshly made, that would really
It could have increased.
Well, we're on the radio. No one knows that we reheated those.
Well, they do now.
Bought them last night.
They do now.
You could have gone with that and not had to,
The listeners don't care. First of all, if they're still listening at all, I think they're going with the flow.
They're listening, trust me. We got now Shake Shack is going to be, I think that's all over the country, is it not?
It's getting there, yeah.
And what's the big deal? What do they care?
Well, Danny Meyer, famous restaurateur, started Shake Shack in New York City on a lark, and it kind of took off from there. It's very
now
popular.
Now what, he's a gourmet chef, is he not?
He is.
So
he
what's
is.
The lark that he was like, was it a challenge? I bet you can't make a decent burger or something like fast food or something like that. What was the lark? Good silence.
Mm-hmm. This is the first one that not only did I take a second bite, but I'm finishing it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I agree. Mike?
This is a 9. Easy 9.
Yep.
I've had Shake Shack a million times. It's the best. It really is.
I mean, up to date right now, for me, Smash Burger was the best. This one beats it, and I'm going to say... more than by a lot. I mean, it's head and shoulders. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it falls off. I don't know what they do to the meat, but it's really good.
There's something in, that's a great point. There's something in the patty that is more flavor than, you know, just beef.
And this is this is the Shack Burger, so this is their signature burger, and it comes with a sauce. So like, that you may be tasting the sauce also.
It's not just the flavor, but I feel the quality of the meat is even better.
Absolutely.
Interesting. That's a very good point. Also, talk about accoutrement. Like, you know, Smashburger has that too. They have their own sauce, which is kind of like, a ranch. So it's not like that different than just, like, you know, putting the ketchup and the mustard together. This sauce is different than that. It's kind of that base, but they're adding some other spice to it as well.
Yeah.
No? The sauce really is making it, because here's another thing. These burgers are all well done, no matter you like it or not. That's the way they're serving you burgers. So. Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm judging mine still not as much on the total sandwich experience. I'm going more for the pure burger meat part.
Well, that's wrong. Okay. We are testing the entire burger and the burger experience. So, burgerologist, I want you to taste it with the bun.
All right, well, still,
everything else is still important.
Give the score. What's the score?
9.5.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, Mike.
I got it at 9.
9?
I'm going all the way. I'm giving it a 10.
Whoa, and I'm giving it a 9. Just to give a little bit of room, because we've got a couple others coming up. But I clearly think that this is the best out there. Now, how much was that is a question.
What do you mean, how much?
How much did it cost you to buy that?
I want to say like $7.
All right, so it's a smidge more than the others. The others are in the range of $5.
But I also
six.
Got it in New York City, so outside in the suburbs might be a little less.
Okay, so, because that's another thing, you know, the cost is more, the Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's burgers are less expensive.
Much
less, and they put them in a package with the drink and the fries and all that. So, you know, there's some element there of a cost factor. So if you had to go, just for the heck of it, with between the originals, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, or White Castle, and you're feeding your family for a night, I don't know why you would do that, but okay, and you're bringing that home for dinner, which of those four are you bringing home? Doctor?
I would say Wendy's.
Wendy's, okay. Mike?
White Castle.
Interesting. Cut from a man that has no children. Because of the
keep
quality.
It interesting. Just keep it interesting.
That'll keep you up at night, that's for sure. There'll be a lot of bathroom breaks. Yes?
I'd have to say McDonald's. Sorry, guys.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I wasn't, because I didn't like the Wendy's burger. Maybe you just got a bad burger.
I'm telling
today.
You, Wendy's, for the price, head and shoulders above those four.
Not today.
And they're giving you a $5 deal. You buy a $5 deal, a $4 deal. You get a burger, you get four chicken nuggets, and you get a drink for $4.
Well, I my vote was skewed because I actually, David, did not vote Wendy's based on today's test. I voted it based on my past experience with Wendy's.
Okay.
Of course, Mike.
I love the more outrage for the McDonald's and White Castle. I don't know what that is.
It's true. Because McDonald's has just fallen from grace. I hate to say
it. You have a history there.
I have a history there, I guess, because I've seen what they were, and I know that they can be so much better if we just listen to the advice of the hosts of Everything Old is New Again. And if you want to listen to our old shows, Everything Old is New Again.biz, Everything Old is New Again.biz. We'll be back to finish.
Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath.
Everything old is new again.
Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death.
Two people can eat all this food for $9.99.
And it's all my favorites.
Yeah.
Two conies or two burgers and two tots and two drinks.
Yeah.
It's like I'm seeing double.
Totally. Speaking of double, look, maybe they want to hang out.
Yeah, I'll talk to them.
Just be cool,
I'll
man.
Be cool.
No, you're
I
not
know how to
be
cool.
Cool. You're going
to
be...
You guys want to hang out sometime?
Oh, man. This is how you sign.
Those are these goofballs from the Sonic commercials joining the goofballs from Everything Old is New Again with David Coe and Douglas Viviani. Mike, you can come on in at this point. We're continuing our, what would you say, the
burger bowl
with Dr. John Viviani, our burgologist, and we welcome back, John.
Oh, thank you.
And I sound so excited all the time. And then we've got Mike Amodio.
What do you want after like 18 burgers? He's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. We're lucky he's still awake, right?
I need a nap. Yeah.
Mike, are you enjoying the contest? What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's very good. Very good.
It's great radio, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people driving off and picking up burgers.
There you go.
I was going to say, it probably gets the appetite going if you're listening to this. you know?
If we are creative enough in describing these burgers, I think we're kind of giving you a little idea.
The mouth-watering smell.
Uh-huh. Yes. Speaking of which, we're down to two more burgers. And, of course, there are more out there. If you live in an area that you've got, you've got to be a chain now. It can't be just a one house, but a chain of that's popping up somewhere, like a BurgerFi, which is just opening up around us. You haven't tried that one yet. If there are some other ones that Mike, you have
I know West Coast people are going to hate that we don't have In-N-Out.
Exactly. In-N-Out, Carl's Jr. is another one. Mm. Those two are tremendous. You don't like
Carl's Jr. I'm not big on Carl's Jr.
Oh man, no. It was great. But In-N-Out is. Probably, and now
that's one of my favorites.
Been around since the late 70s, probably the best burger out there, and I'm going to say of the old school, because, you know, it's not one of these where they're making it. They do make it for
there.
You.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, there's this new brand now of this, like, you know, the Shake Shack and the Frizzles and the Way Back. You know, they're trying to jump on the bandwagon with
right.
a fresh, new kind of flavor, which is great. But In-N-Out did it first, did it best. And what if you haven't tried that, you can actually call them. And they'll overnight to you burgers from In-N-Out Burger.
But get it from L.A. because I've had them outside of L.A. And believe it or not, they're not as good.
Why didn't they franchise out?
They
don't want to.
It's a family-owned, and the quality is very important to them. They are in Texas, where we're not yet, but they are in Texas. They've branched out a little bit. They've branched a little bit up to north.
They're in Arizona.
Area. Yeah, Arizona, and they're in North California. But that's it. They're taking it slower. They are whatever. We've talked about it enough, but they're really over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, memorable. Put it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. We're going to now go and dive into the Five Guys Burger. That was an institution, I believe, that started in Florida.
No.
Where?
Wrong.
Wow.
Wrong.
Where did they start?
Maryland.
Okay. But
Maryland, Northern Virginia.
And then now, I don't know about the West Coast, but they're almost everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of these Five Guys out there. And again, they'll make them for you right then and there. So it's, you know, this is the thing. You're waiting for this burger. Is it worth the wait? Who's ready to talk, doctor?
It's worth the wait. I'm just spoiled by this Shake Shack. It's still not as good as Shake Shack, but I give it an 8.
Come on.
Compared to the prior ones that we were tasting, the meat tastes fresher to me. The whole sandwich in general is a better experience.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, no, I'm giving this an 8, too. I love the quality. Like you said, the meat is really good. What's also good about Five Guys, and I'm not putting this into my vote, but you can make your own. You could put anything you want on it, which is really good.
Yeah.
You know?
Which also, let's give Way Back Burger a nod here, too. They do the same
they
exact
thing. They do the
thing.
Same thing? Okay.
Anything you want, whatever you want on it. Most of it doesn't add to the price. So that Way Back is actually very underrated, I think. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 10. Like,
What?
Yeah.
Five Guys is a 10 for you?
Yeah. I mean, this one was a little off, I have to say.
Yeah.
But I eat there pretty frequently. It's one of my...
But you think it's same as Shake Shack?
Same quality, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I'm going to differ. I say it's a 7. My experience with this one is it's a little heavy, if that makes sense. The burger itself is heavy and dragging me down, as opposed to the Shake Shack, or even Way Back, which has a little more of an up flavor, if that makes sense.
Why don't we have Way Back here? You keep saying Way Back.
What do you mean? We have Way Back. We tested it already.
We did.
Oh. Mike?
It was memorable.
Could be the 9 burgers that you had. That's kind of dragging you down a little bit.
I stand corrected.
But Way Back is a nice burger. I'm just saying for the price, too. But it's a smidge below Shake Shack, but I think it's equal to Five Guys, maybe better. To me, Five Guys a little heavy. Mm. I still like it, but I'm giving it a 7. Not as good even as the Sonic.
Wow.
Interesting. So that's for me. All right, so next we're trying the last one we've got, and that is going to be Checkers. You've seen this around. It's almost like exclusively a drive-in and a drive-through place. And, of course, the symbol is, say, like a race car kind of a place.
Yeah, red and white. Checkers,
right. So that's everywhere, I assume.
Yeah.
So let's try the Checkers.
I've never had one of these, though.
All right, Checkers is going to be interesting.
Checkers is part of the Hardee's Carl Jr., I believe.
Oh,
I think
is
it's,
it?
I think
by
it,
the
I,
way.
I think it's the East Coast version.
Hardee's.
What a great, great statement. They used to have Hardee's on Long Island, where we're from, long time ago.
Oh.
They don't exist anymore. And they, this might be my childhood, but back in the day, they were the burger. Am I wrong?
That was fantastic. As a matter of fact, they started closing up on Long Island.
Yep.
Then remember we go on vacation, we see a Hardee's. So we were like, Daddy, let's go to the Hardee's instead of going to a restaurant. Because
yes.
That's how great it was.
It was Hardee's and Ponderosa. Now we're off the track, but the Ponderosa used to serve steaks, like a fast food steak place. But we'll do that another show. But okay. But the Hardee's, I got to say, and I was big on Carl's Jr. when I lived in California, but okay.
I'm pretty sure it's part of the same family. I'm almost positive that they're all connected.
And what do you think of this burger?
I got it as a 7. I like it. For a fast food burger, and it's not a burger, like you said, that they make in front of you, it's actually a really good job.
Well, I too had it as a 7.
Wow, I'm going with a 9. I really liked it.
I think it has a really nice flavor. I'm going to give it an 8. It has a nice, I would say it's a different flavor. There's some spice in there like they do at Shake Shack. Not the same spice, I'm just saying, but in the meat. It's not just beef. They've added some spice to it. Am I wrong? Are you tasting something else besides beef?
It could be the pickle. It's something there. It's
what? I don't know. I like the bun. The bun is real
nice. The bun
is
good, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Somebody talk in the meantime.
All right.
No, the bun's nice and fresh, too. That's why I gave it a 9. It's all good.
So that was the last one, right? So we've done 11 in total.
11 in total. Let's get some numbers on your checkers. Everybody give me, they gave the numbers on checkers. All right. So what we do need to do is tally up real quick. Five guys, was a 7 for me. For you, it's an 8. It's 15. Mike?
8.
10.
So 15 and 18 is 33.
15 and 18? Yes, 33.
Yeah. Right. Checkers, 8.
9.
All right, so that's 17. 17, that's 7 is
24.
And
7, 31.
31. So drum roll, please. The winner. That's in the 3, the runners up. Like we go like the 3, 2, and 1. Like the one that's in third place. Wow, it's a surprise to me. Third place on the list of the best burgers in the country so far of what we've tested. Checkers. How do you like that?
Nice. Wow. Hold on. Don't pull a Steve Harvey and do it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's the right clear. One.
In second place, I don't think it's runner-up nonsense, right? In second place is Five Guys, which I think is not that much of a surprise. Is it to you? Anybody?
Not a surprise to me. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
That's just me.
I think Smashburger, which I'm surprised, is really fourth place. Should have been more than Five Guys. I don't know.
I'd like to change my vote. I think Smash was better than Five Guys.
Well, all right, but the consensus is Five Guys. But I agree. There's something askew. Anyway, I love a Smash Burger, but the way it came out, Five Guys did it. And the winner, head and shoulders by far above any other burger anywhere, Shake Shack. How about that? Ta-da! We should have a little...
Loving it.
Yeah, Shake Shack is the best. Now, is Shake Shack countrywide?
It's getting there. I don't think so yet.
It's opening up 30 seconds from my house on 110.
All right. Well,
that's nationwide. There right
you
there.
Go. That's all he cares about. But for the listeners, Everything Old Is New Again, if you have a franchise that we've not mentioned, let us know. We'll fly in those burgers and we'll try them on our next show.
Yeah.
And Everything Old Is New Again. That's it. The Burger Bowl is over. Congratulations, Shake Shack.
In the world that can
we'll be back. Everything Old Is New Again.